Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
I do wonder if one of these appellate issues or one of these appellate courts will, in fact, and I would put money on that we will see an Alec Murdaugh retrial, probably just not as soon as we wanted it to be. I do wonder a little bit about Judge Toll, though, and this is just conjecture, would be, you know, Judge Toll is there in South Carolina, you know, part of the system, former Supreme Court justice that was overseeing this. I do wonder how much Judge Toll just didn't want to be the person that gave Alec Murdaugh a new trial. That was like, you know, because the scope was fairly limited to a certain extent, and there's still a lot of evidence we don't know about yet. And as this goes to appellate issues, we still haven't heard about the wiretapping, if there is a connection there to Becky Hill. We know her phone was confiscated in that with her son. But there's other elements to this that I think still we don't know about that may play in. But I do wonder if Judge Toll simply just like, it ain't going to be me on the record. Like, one of my last decisions here before I retire is not going to be giving Alec Murdaugh a new trial. I'm punting this down the road to an appellate court so they can be the one that makes the call.
And I got my goosebumps going right now because, yes, this is why the system works. Because you're right. You know, Judge Toll could be have his own biases coming in there, his own personal wants and desires to punt that down the court. Okay, because that happens. You know, judges are given an awful lot of power and control in that courtroom, but that's why you have great defense attorneys and prosecutors that know the system as well, that they can then go for an appellate court, there's so many things that draw these things out. What a good judge does is try the best they can to not have those things happen. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it probably wouldn't have happened nearly as much until you had Becky Hill screw over the whole process to start with, you know, which kind of opened up, I think, a whole can of worms, but that's the process. That's what gives our trust and confidence in our legal system, hopefully, that keeps us on the straight and narrow and doing the righteous things in the world to not deny anyone their own path of pursuit of the joy and happiness in life.
Yeah, no, I agree. Never thought we'd be arguing for Alec Murdaugh in any way, shape, or form.
I'm so glad.
But I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I still stand. I still, even after all that the other day, I still feel like he should be getting a new trial. If we're arguing for the justice and the system working correctly, I think it was flawed there. And I think you have to go back. And obviously, he looks guilty of sin. I think maybe you'll likely get the same outcome out of this. But I don't know. The system has its processes. And I just feel like we're really in a gray area if we're going to say that nothing happened here.
Oh, I completely agree. The thing that I'm very curious about is, and I haven't found it yet, where is their operational guidelines for Becky Hill's position? What are the rules and regulations, and what is being changed to not let that happen again, to not have that type of official have that kind of access and influence over a jury? That, to me, is still the travesty in this that no one seems to be really addressing here. Is, yeah, they're saying she did wrong. She's admonished by the judge. I see right here, you know, Toll admonished her for his actions, arguing she was attracted by the siren call of celebrity. Okay, what, that actionable word we use, what are you going to do now to not allow that to happen again? You know, where would the rules and regulations, what kind of, like in the FBI, we'd right now, if that was me inside the FBI publishing something without it going through our proper protocols and review process by my supervisor, I mean, the things I had to do, and we've talked about it on the last shows, to be able to publish something that even hinted at a case was immense. Mm-hmm. And if I violated that, I was immediately put under what's called an OPR, Office of Professional Responsibility Review, which is a laborious, horrendous process where they're going to get you. Mm-hmm. They're coming at you to see your wrongdoing, and the admonishments against you You know, they could be suspensions, could be dismissals. I mean, there's a lot of consequences for behavior just like this. I want to know that kind of stuff.
I want to know, honestly, more about the juror that flat out said that she influenced. And they can remain named Juror Z. I don't care personally about any of that information. But what I do wonder is just knowing the Murdaugh clan, knowing the improprieties that they seem to, specifically Alex, I should say, and the lengths that he has gone to cover up his own lies and his manipulation of reality and the truth and his path. Why all 11 other jurors said, no, Becky Hill did not do this. This juror was in with all of them. Why just this one have this experience that seemingly the other 11 did not, to the point that it actually, in her words, influenced her decision? Other than having them, you know, probably sign off on something saying that, you know, and swearing in under oath that, no, this was my decision. You know, again, we're talking about you're putting your hand on the Bible and you're swearing in. That's usually the long and the short of it. I do wonder, and I'm not accusing anything of this person. It's just kind of my conjecture and curiosity is, did somebody go to this juror and say, There's something really good ahead of for you if you say that Becky Hill influenced your decision. I don't know. I mean, it would be a horrible, I mean, that in itself, I'm sure, is a crime. But I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't put anything past Alec Murdaugh. I don't know this person that they would do something like that. But it certainly wouldn't be that far off of the arc of behavior of Alec Murdaugh and his team if something like this were to have occurred.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
And look at all the chaos this one person caused and the juror as well. I mean, it's a lot of chaos in here, which should have been a case that we're not talking about anymore.
Yeah.
It really should be. And it's horrible.
And the thing is, as this goes to more appellate issues and more courts, jurors' days are not done. This is going to continue to drag on. They made their decision, but they're going to be asked again and again, especially this one. You know, was this your choice? Is this really what you wanted? But I do wonder if there will be any more investigation into why only this one had this experience and all the others did not. I'm very curious as to why that is.
But again, I go back to what a great system we have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's making sure that justice is being served. And I think this is a great example of making sure that justice is served, even when you have one or two people that are serving their own needs and not the needs of the many. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll stand and we'll keep moving forward because, yeah, I think he's guilty.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine.
Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.